Welcome to Digital Transformation Solutions for Industrial Machinery, a podcast forum featuring machinery industry experts discussing innovative solutions and their impact on modern machine manufacturing strategies. Each series is a discussion on the latest technology, supporting companies to perform at the optimum and competitive level in the machinery industry. Here's your host, Bill Butcher.
Welcome to the Siemens Digital Industries Software Podcast Series on Digital Part Production, brought to you by the Siemens Thought Leadership Team. As we've learned throughout this podcast series, industrial machinery manufacturers are seeing an increase in complexity associated with the flexibility needed to respond quickly to consumers' demands. And during this podcast series, we've been discussing how machine builders can leverage the digital part production solution as one of the ways to address this complexity and increase their flexibility. In our fourth and final podcast of the series, we are discussing another differentiation of the solution, additive manufacturing. Additive manufacturing can be used to create complex geometries that would be difficult or even impossible to achieve with traditional manufacturing methods. We've been very, very fortunate to have Rahul Garg with us for this entire series. And for this episode, we're also welcoming a new member to the series, Ashley Eckhoff. As you may recall, Rahul is the industry leader for Siemens Industrial Machinery Software. And Ashley is a member of the Additive Manufacturing Program team with Siemens Digital Industry Software. So welcome both Ashley and Rahul.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Bill.
Just a quick recap for the listeners. In the first three podcasts, we talked about the evolution of technology within the machinery industry and key trends that continue to shape the industry today. We also introduced the digital part production solution at a high level, where we discussed the three differentiators of the solution: highly automated CAM, synchronized part production, and additive manufacturing. And as I'd mentioned earlier, in this session, we're going to close out the discussion with a deeper dive on the topic of additive. So Ashley, let's start with you. And the question I just proposed, what exactly is additive manufacturing and what are the advantages for machine builders and their suppliers?
At its most basic, additive manufacturing, or sometimes called 3D printing, is a technology that allows you to manufacture parts by adding little bits of material at specific points in 3D space. So as you said, additive is a technology that's enabling great improvements to product quality and design. And OEMs that are early adopters of this technology can really differentiate themselves from the competition because additive manufacturing can be used to create really complex geometries that are really difficult to achieve using traditional manufacturing methods. And these geometries can be stronger and lighter than their traditionally manufactured counterparts, but they can also require advanced software solutions to design and to support the production for these additively manufactured parts.
So, Rahul, when we talked about in other sessions the challenges that face machine manufacturers on the broader landscape, let's get a little bit more focused in our last episode here. What are the challenges these manufacturers are facing around the topic of additive specifically?
So, to the point that Ashley just made about the complex geometries that can be made that are stronger and lighter, if you take a step back, one of the things we spoke about earlier on in this whole podcast was what's happening to the machinery business itself. And we spoke about the constant need for customization and eventually serving smaller lot size requirements for machines that get built. As the number of machines that get built reduce and the need to get those machines out the door faster increase, taking advantage of something like additive helps a lot because you can use additive to create parts that are not going to be having a significant volume or that can help you reduce the overall weight and improve the strength of those parts. These can help in the overall performance of the machines and eventually get a much higher throughput through those machines because eventually some of those things have a big impact on the overall productivity of the machine itself. So additive has a big play in the future as in fact, even now, I would say, as companies look to go to the next generation of design and manufacturing of their machines.
So I think there's some other challenges, right, with closing the loop on the process and collecting field data, things like that, that have come up in other discussions. So Ashley, how can digital part production help solve those challenges? And how specifically does a digital connection or a digital thread help manufacturers who currently do not have this closed loop process in place?
That's a good question, Bill. What we see when we talk with companies out in the field is that A lot of manufacturers today, they kind of struggle with storing and reusing their manufacturing information. This is really a result of their process, because their process is not digitized or automated in any real way. So when you have a manual process as opposed to an automated process, you're injecting on-the-fly decisions into that process. And this leads to higher volumes of waste, more mistakes on the shop floor. And what digital part production does is it really helps manufacturers to fully merge their digital and physical processes. So they have a continuous communication with feedback loops. Now, this helps a company to understand how each challenge during the evolution of a part design impacts the larger manufacturing process. There are a lot of pieces in a major production workflow, like highly automated CAM, integrated CAD-CAM CNC, additive manufacturing, and then operations intelligence. And all of these process steps they include information that companies can use to fine-tune their operations if they have that proper kind of closed-loop process that the digital thread enables.
Okay, so actually, let's stay with you on the next one then. You know, throughout the series, even though you haven't been a part of it, we've discussed the digital twin, and you just mentioned you need to connect manufacturing processes throughout. So how can creating a digital twin of your manufacturing environment help support the inclusion of additive manufacturing?
If you want to make the most of the flexibility that's provided by additive, we've talked about, you know, like you guys mentioned earlier, the different ways additive can be used in machinery, everything from spare parts to low-run prototypes all the way up to production parts. But to use all of that flexibility, you need to establish a digital thread or a digital twin to record the data consistently throughout the entire life cycle of the part. So this means collecting data from each stage of the design and each part of the manufacturing process all the way through to the final decommissioning of the part. And with a proper digital twin, it's not just the design, but also the manufacturing process. Part manufacturers can take advantage of a continuous thread of information from engineering through manufacturing planning and execution to ensure optimized scheduling, control traceability, quality, and eventually compressing that delivery schedule for a product. Now, we've seen development lead times reduced from like 26 weeks to as little as maybe 3 weeks. For example, Toolcraft is a precision part manufacturer in Germany. They use our end-to-end environment for their additive manufacturing process, and that gives them the ability to properly trace and certify their production process from beginning all the way through the manufacturing. Now, they had a commission to produce a very high-quality injection molding tool, and by using additive manufacturing and the Siemens end-to-end software solution based upon the digital twin that we talked about, Toolcraft achieved a 50% reduction in tool weight for the design of this mold, and they reduced the cycle time of the resulting molding process by 30%, which basically means that when they started producing parts with the mold, they consumed a lot less energy and they were able to produce a larger number of parts per minute. And these are the kinds of advantages that additive and digital twins can bring to your production process. But basically, Toolcraft was able to use a digital twin of the design to construct special structures like conformal cooling channels within the mold that can only be manufactured using additive manufacturing. And companies like Toolcraft who use these end-to-end solutions for additive can also design digital twins of the post-print steps like machining, heat treatments, surface finishes, etc. And this all leads to this process that's completely traceable so that manufacturers can give their customers proper certification about the design-to-part process that they went through. And this is all possible because the system allows you to have a digital twin, not just of the part design, but of the entire production process and all of those downstream steps as well.
That's a great example of an application. Do you have any other additional use cases where additive is excelling right now?
Actually, there are quite a few. We talked to a bunch of different companies out in the industry who are working hard to try to realize the potential of additive for their businesses. And so we kind of touched on this, but lightweighting is what Toolcraft did with that particular part. When you have something like a mold, if you make it lighter, it can move faster and it doesn't take as much energy to compress the mold and pull it back apart. And so they were able to, you know, increase the or decrease the cycle time of that particular mold and get more parts done per minute because the part was lighter. So lightweighting is one way that additive is really making moves in industry, but there are others as well. So for example, we see a lot of action in tooling right now. So people are creating fixtures, jigs, tooling setups for machining, for other operations using additive. Those are usually low volume parts, usually need them fairly quickly. So this is a case where half the time those don't even have to be metal, for example. A lot of those that are being printed using composite materials because it's strong, it's light, and it also isn't going to mar a metal part. So if you have something like a gripper to hold it in a lathe or something like that, those are things that are being printed a lot these days. Other use cases, any type of low volume production. So additive is really great doing hundreds of parts as opposed to thousands. So if you have a certain case where you've got an order and it's you know, not a 10 bazillion parts, but you know, a manageable number, sometimes additive is the way to go for those, especially because another use case is handling really short-term, quick demand applications. So additive can be used to produce something really quickly at a moment's notice and get it out the door. So if you have orders or if you have a machine in the field that broke and you don't want to spool up to make a run of new parts for it or whatever, these are all ways that additive can be used in the machinery industry and the digital part production industry that are really starting to take hold and we're seeing a lot of out there today.
Rahul and Ashley, I can't thank you guys enough for spending the time discussing the unique value delivered through the digital part production solution. We've covered a lot of different topics on this podcast series, and we talked about challenges and trends. And before we end the podcast, though, Rahul, just a couple more questions for you. Quickly, could you summarize the main advantages for the machinery industry to embrace digitalization and how that advantage can be applied to part manufacturing?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. So, leading companies, they are discovering the future of digital part production lies in adopting new technologies to connect their various applications and processes using a comprehensive digital twin and digital thread. Digitalization is here to stay. This is a big turn that's happened in the industry, and the faster companies can adopt it, the more successful they'll be. And this can be leveraged across their entire business, including even parts that get manufactured by them or by their suppliers. So by taking advantage of the digital twin and digital part production processes and digital threads, they can make it easier to cut data transfer times, eliminate duplicate tasks, improve their flexibility, and eventually ensure that they're delivering highest precision quality parts at the shortest possible time. And more importantly, this gives them the ability to provide and create a strong feedback loop across their organization. So ensure that their manufacturing shop floor is connected to their manufacturing engineering process, is connected to the front-end design process, and really ensures that that flow of information and collaboration can happen in a very streamlined manner at the fastest possible time. So to me, that's some of the biggest value that digitalization can bring to part manufacturing, and I think it'll behoove the companies to look at this very seriously so that they can take advantage of these capabilities to improve their overall business.
Yeah, I think you nailed it in the beginning of your statement when you said digitalization is here to stay. I think that's becoming clear to most people. Let's just take that thought though down one step further, just one notch further. We talked about digitalization, but if I'm a machine manufacturer today, why do you feel it's critical that I evaluate this solution? You know, basically, why should the digital part production solution be considered?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, end of the day, even if you're a machinery manufacturer, you could be making parts, you could be cutting parts in your own factory, or you could be getting those parts made by a supplier. So digital part production solution can help you fully merge your digital process and your physical processes, right? End of the day, this is probably one of the most important steps at which parts are getting made. And having this continuous digitalized communication feedback loop will help you ensure that the parts that are getting made are to the highest possible quality and timing, and can ensure that any changes you may make through this process are communicated in the fastest possible time. So it can connect your entire production operations, cut data transfer rates, duplication, eliminate duplication, improve collaboration, and overall automate your entire process, right? Take full advantage of digitalization. And to me, this is achieved through three important areas. First one is this whole process of highly automated CAM, which takes advantage of things like feature-based machining. So it really improves the speed at which you do your CAM programming and takes advantage of the best-in-class knowledge that you can build in your company for constant reuse. The second piece is around synchronized part production. This is ensuring that your part production processes are taking advantage of all the efficiencies that can be introduced in your company. And this is allowing your teams to automate the planning process, automate your scheduling process, integrating your quality inspection processes, and using inline inspection to ensure that your machining time is not wasted and minimize scrap as well. And then last but not the least is the topic we just covered around additive. Additive is now becoming a mainstay and a mechanism to really drive new capabilities into your overall product, which will help you improve the delivery capabilities of your product, of your end machine, by creating some new parts, some creative designs, which can be manufactured in some creative ways, improving the overall speed and performance of your machines by reducing the weight and improving the strength of your machines, improving the durability of your machines.
I mean, that's great, Rahul. Thank you. Thank you guys, both Rahul and Ashley. It's been a pleasure to speak with both of you today on this episode and Rahul with you on the entire series. I think you guys did a great job of highlighting, you know, not only digital part production, but also why it's such a positive opportunity for the machinery industry. We look very forward to hearing you both contribute to additional podcast series that are coming up in the very near future. So look out for those. And until then, this is Bill Butcher saying thank you for joining us. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Transformation Solutions for Industrial Machinery podcast. This episode was brought to you by Siemens Digital Industry Software. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts, and please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast if you enjoy it. We'll catch you next time.